Podcast Network.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions, and by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Up next is the MLM Power Hour Show with your host, Todd Falcone.
This is Liz Lynch. Join me for Business Development Radio right here on EPN.
Avalon Design Unlimited is the premier agency offering cutting-edge design services that go straight to the point for your communication. Flashy trends and gimmicks won't make the cut if they aren't helping your brand shine in the marketplace. Avalon Design has helped dozens and dozens of startup companies and entrepreneurs with their corporate identity solutions, as well as brochures, flyers, cards, direct mail, signage, or any print material. To find out more and or to see our online portfolio, click the link for Avalon Design on epodcastnetwork.com. And yeah, we did their logo too.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored training. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is training from network marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Thanks for tuning into the ePodcast Network and MLM Power Hour show. This is your host, Todd Falcone. Hey, welcome back. How you guys doing? So glad to have you here. Happy to be here myself. So today's subject is brilliance in business. How do you achieve brilliance in business? What a great subject. What a great word, brilliance. Wouldn't you like to be brilliant in business? And you know what's funny is like what prompted this particular subject for me was I just recently purchased a new MacBook Pro, and I had I have an iMac that I primarily have just done some video production on and have never really made the full switch from PC to a Mac, and I do most of my stuff on historically I've done it on a PC. And in my office, I was thinking, I want to move over to an Apple platform. And I purchased this iMac, or excuse me, this MacBook Pro, and it gets delivered to my door, and I see the packaging, and it's a laptop, and it's a pretty small box. I'm like, wow, that's pretty tight packaging, even on the outside with the brown, corrugated box. And of course, I pull it out, and it's got a nice little handle, and I'm looking at the box that the computer's in. I'm like, wow, this is just, the attention to detail. I'm like flabbergasted, so much so that I actually did a video blog post on this same subject about how brilliant this company is, and how much thought process to the smallest, teeniest, tiniest detail, which makes them the great company that they are. As an example, you open up the computer, and it's got this beautiful, the packaging, the way it sits in the box. There's a little tab to lift it up. It's very simple. There's like one cord. There's one little box that has your paperwork in it. It's so. Everything that they did, they could have, I have purchased so many computers in my life, and it's like, you get the computer, and it's in a box, and there's 14 pieces of, stuff in it, and there's this thing wrapped in plastic, and that. It's just like, what? And it's like, the amazing thing to me, it's like, that's like brilliance in business right there. To be impressed with the packaging, of course I'm impressed with the computer itself, but to be impressed with just the little teeny details that these guys, they don't leave any stone unturned. And it really got me to thinking about, what do you want to, do you want to be average in business, or do you want to be brilliant? Brilliance in business is cool. Why be icky in business? You don't want to be that. Well, how do you become brilliant in business? Well, what does that mean? Well, I think there's a few things. You can certainly have attention to detail in all areas. You know, don't have a lot of attention in one area and then slack in another area. Make sure you have truly an attention to detail in all areas. Give more than most people expect. Under promise and over deliver. Bring big value to the table. What do I mean by bring big value? Well, I don't know. Bring, you know, maybe if you're representing a network marketing company or product, the product sells for X amount of dollars. You exchange this product for this money. And while you can't necessarily directly improve the value of the product, you can improve the value of the experience through the way you treat your customer, your client, your distributor, etc. The experience that they have, you can bring more value to the table in that way. So there's a lot of things that you can do. Being professional, being somebody who's reliable, who, you know, says if they say something, they do it. You do as you say. You know, say I'm going to be there on Wednesday and then you don't show up on Wednesday. Saying you're going to be there for somebody and then you flake, then you're late. Those kinds of things don't work. And you know what? This is how you achieve brilliance in business. It's like this is what gets people raving about you. And let me tell you something. People will rave about you one way or the other. They will go, oh my gosh, this guy, this gal is so sharp, so on it, so amazing. I've never met somebody who's so on their game. Or you're going to get somebody who's like, oh my gosh, that person is the biggest flake you will ever see. Don't ever do that business with them ever again. You don't want to be that guy or gal. And there's enough of those guys or gals out there. And it doesn't take a major effort for you to be brilliant in business. It just means, hey, you know, simple, common sense, attention to detail will lead you to a better result, period. Treat people great, I think, is another thing. You want to be brilliant in business, don't treat people like trash. It could be your customer service agent. I mean, you call customer service, and customer service agent's not so nice, and maybe they had a bad day, and you're mad because your auto ship got canceled or your credit card didn't go through and you're already upset and you're having a bad day, and then you start screaming at the customer service agent. Well, they probably didn't have anything to do with that problem. So you take it out on them? No. And really, is that going to be conducive to you getting what you want anyhow when you start yelling at somebody? I mean, treat people good. Treat people as if you'd like to be treated. Nobody likes to be treated like trash. Go live by the golden rule. It's a great rule to live by. Treat your distributors the way you'd want to be treated. I mean, you got somebody in your business, and they do something great, remember them. Remember them for it. Say thank you. Say I appreciate you. Say great job. Give praise to people. You know, people will work for a living. They will die for recognition. And, of course, I'm talking about brilliance in business directly in the context of a network marketing business and, you know, building a downline, building an organization. Somebody achieves a pin rank. They rank advance. They make their first sale. They make their first call. They do whatever it is. Congratulate them. Praise them. They'll continue to do. If you don't hear anything else in this particular show other than praise your people, you've gotten a very valuable lesson that if you take that and you apply it in your business, you will see amazing results. People love to be recognized and remembered. And it's up to you to make that decision to step up, because you know what? You're the leader they're looking for, right? You know, you brought them in the business. Who else is gonna praise them for, you know, hitting that pin rank? Or who else is gonna praise them for showing up on the? You know, it's like you haven't been on a couple training calls. Hey, Bob, you know, it's just great to hear your voice on the training call the other night. So awesome to have you on the training call. Glad to have you plugged in. You know, even if you were to do that in an introduction at the beginning of a training call. Hey, Susie, Sally, great, Bob, welcome. So glad you guys are here. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here. Whatever it is. Here's another thing. Think before you act. Think before you act. Don't just act. Stuff happens. We're emotional people. Take a breath before you act. I mean, you know, in terms of being brilliant in business, you don't just react. It's not like a knee-jerk reaction. When stuff happens, and stuff will happen, it's not just this, just immediate reaction as to do this or that. Take a deep breath. Let out the air. Think for a second, and then act. That's always a smart thing to do. You want to look and act like a professional. I don't know. I don't wear a suit and tie every day. But if I'm going to go out and recruit and I potentially might be bumping into people that I might be meeting for my business, looking all crappy and, you know, grubbed out is probably not going to be real advantageous for me in attracting, you know, somebody and somebody taking me seriously. So even if I know I'm going to be cruising around, you know, and I don't shave every day. I don't have to. But I'll certainly look like, you know, I'm not going to look like I just rolled out of bed. I'm not going anywhere looking like I just rolled out of bed, because you never know who you're going to bump into. Looking and acting professional at all times, it doesn't mean you need to, you know, be wearing a suit and that you have to always be wearing slacks. I mean, unless that's the culture of the company and that's just kind of, and there are companies where the whole culture is very suit oriented, that's cool. I'm just, you know, I've played the suit thing. I'm done with the suits. I mean, I'll put on a suit, but, you know, guaranteed you won't see me in a tie, and unless I'm at a funeral, and even then I may not even wear a tie at a funeral unless it's just everybody's, you know, it's part of the deal. But, you know, that's a choice. But be professional. Act professional. Look professional. Do what you say. You say you're going to do something, do it. You say you're going to be there, be there. Be reliable. Be responsible. Be the person that people can rely on, that if you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to be there, you're there. You know what else you can do? You want to be brilliant in business, then you outwork other people, you outsmart other people, you outlast other people. You don't quit. You don't give up. When times get tough, you stay. When other people are making excuses and reasons, coming up with reasons to quit or to stop, you stay on the gas. You want to be brilliant in business? You want to build a huge check? You know, just showing up more than the other person, is that in and of itself will create more revenue for you. I was coaching a client recently. And this client is a six-figure income earner. You know, not a huge six-figure earner, but I mean, they're right around like 12 grand a month, roughly, the guy's making. And he hired me as a coach, and he said, hey, well, you know, I want to get my check up to 30, 40,000 a month. I'm like, cool. I said, well, that's, you know, obviously a possibility in your company. I mean, there's people already doing it, and you're already at 12, so shouldn't be a problem. And my first question was, well, how much are you working? And bottom line is the guy was working like 3 hours a day. That's it. I mean, 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. He's full-time. 3 hours a day? 3 hours an entire day. So I was like, hey, you know what? Get the hours up. Just that in and of itself. I mean, if you take what you've been doing in the 3 hours and you just double that, your check's going to go up as a result of it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how big and how fast do you want it? That's totally up to you. And that's, you know, it's a personal decision. Again, you've heard me many times on this show talk about choices. You get choices. You get decisions that you get to make. You can choose to work hard or not work hard. But if you want to be brilliant in business, have a big, booming, brilliant check, I mean, how cool would that be? Well, you get there by, you know, acting like a professional, being responsible, understanding what commitment is, providing value into the marketplace, treating people great, remembering people, praising people, thinking before you act, you know, being that reliable, responsible person, be willing to roll up your sleeves and work harder than other people. And it's not just hard work. I mean, working smart is important, obviously, as well. But hard work and smart work combined, boy, that's a deadly combination. Be willing to go the extra mile. These are just simple little things, but you know what? All these simple little things, when they add up, they'll add up to you creating a significant check in your network marketing business. I mean, you know, and then we look at stuff like promotional material. You know, I mean, you want to be brilliant in business. Like, I see companies and they're like, oh, we're going to be the next billion-dollar giant. I'm like, really? You're going to be the next billion-dollar giant and you're putting that kind of website up with that many typos in it? Are you kidding me? Seriously. Wait a minute. Your brochure looks like it was printed on recycled paper that shouldn't even been recycled because it was recycled toilet paper. I don't know. And you see stuff and you're like, wait a second. Are you kidding me? And so it's interesting how I can tell. I mean, that's a great example. I mean, I can look at a company's website, a company's brochures, a company's promotional material, a company's product packaging, and know, based on that, really, I can have a pretty good feeling of whether or not they have got it together and whether they have the possibility, the potential of making it. And then you look at some companies like, wow, they must not really plan on being in business, because look at how bad this is. And then you look at, like, for example, like Apple, like, you know, and I was just so, amazed opening up that computer and going, oh my goodness. I mean, not only do these guys, you know, every aspect of what they do is just like, I mean, the packaging is just amazing. And if they're going to spend, and then that's after I gave them $3,000 for the computer. You know, they could get. I could give them the $3,000. They ship it in a, you know, who knows, whatever they feel like shipping it in. But then, no, instead, it's shipped in this, you know, mesmerizing, amazing packaging. There's a company that's got some attention to detail and that really wants to be brilliant in business. This is good stuff, you guys. So pay attention to the details. It's the tiny little details that often make the biggest difference in the world in terms of the results that you're getting. This is Todd Falcone. You can find out more about me at www.toddfalcone.com. That's www.toddfalcone.com. And speaking of E, you're here on EPN. That wraps another MLM Power Hour show right here on the E Podcast Network. This is Todd Falcone. Have a great week.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com. This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, you're straight to the point. Design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
This is Trey Pennington. Join me for Social Marketing Strategies right here on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.